Extracts from a police report on Olive Worry. Metropolitan Police, Criminal Investigation Department, New Scotland Yard, 3rd day of July 1914. Central Officer's Special Report. Subject, Olive Worry in custody. I beg to report that on the first instant, as directed in telegram of 30th ult from Superintendent Quinn, I proceeded to Carnarvon, where on the second inst at Carnarvon Quarter Sessions, Phyllis North, whom I identified as Joyce Locke, otherwise Olive Worry, was arraigned before John Ernest Greaves, chairman, on indictment for that she, on the second day of June 1914, at Cricketh, unlawfully and maliciously did commit damage upon the West End stores, the property of Sir Hugh J. Ellis Nanny, to the extent of £17.12, breaking windows of stores. Further, on the 2nd of June 1914, unlawfully and maliciously did commit damages upon the windows of the Cricketh Post Office, the property of H.M. the King, doing damage to the amount of £11.08. Miss Worry declined to plead to the indictments, but was tried, found guilty. At the same sessions, Georgina Lloyd, age about 28, a militant suffragette, was arraigned on three indictments for malicious damage at Cricketh on the second day of June 1914, the amounts being £16, £20 and £8.16. Lloyd also refused to plead to the indictment, but was tried, found guilty and sentenced to 3 months' imprisonment, nothing being known regarding the antecedents of Miss Lloyd. The offences in question took place on the visit of the Right Honourable Lloyd George, MP, to Cricketh. Submitted, signed Christopher Nagus, PC, signed F. Pike, DD, Inspector, signed William C. Robinson, Superintendent.